Well, today's jobless rate announcement was highly anticipated, but it wasn't in the headline-grabbing 3% range, as some had predicted. Unemployment remains at 4% for March, though nearly 18,000 jobs were created. Analysts say the figures reflect a strong economy, but not all workers and industries are doing well. John Daly reports.
Demand for healthcare is surging. And Griffith-based nurse and New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association Secretary Christy Wilson says the need for staff has never been higher.
There is a ton of vacancies. So the skilled nursing workforce, ICU nurses, emergency nurses, theatre nurses, midwives, in absolute demand at the moment.
And Christy Wilson says that's not necessarily a good thing.
I think just at the moment, nurses are burnt out. They can't handle the increasing workload. There's no respite in sight. You know, we don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. There's no magic nurses falling from the sky to take up positions. So I think nurses are just burnt out and they can't continue the workloads. So they're finding jobs elsewhere.
With the pandemic and an ageing population, healthcare and social assistance continues to be the biggest source of new jobs for Australians, accounting for 15% of the total workforce. Education and training and the financial sector are the other big job creators. Last month, 17,900 jobs were added to the economy, pushing the jobless rate to the lowest it's been since the 1970s. The Coalition is keen to take credit for that, but there are complex drivers behind this very low unemployment rate. The pandemic is the main one, as CommSec economist Ryan Feldsman explains.
So we've had fiscal stimulus with the JobKeeper package totaling about $90 billion, and we've also had a lot of government spending on infrastructure and healthcare and the like in response to the crisis, and that's also been supported by the Reserve Bank reducing the official cash rate to a record low of 0.1%. The other thing to note as well, of course, is we've had closed international borders, so that's meant the pool or supply of labour has diminished during the pandemic, and there's been stronger demand for local workers, and we've seen job vacancies in February at record highs.
Ryan Feldsman says the unemployment rate likely won't fall much lower from here. And as more skilled migrants return to Australia, the rate's actually likely to start rising again.
Probably more of a story of 2023, 2024 than 2022. But of course, once that pool of labour picks up a little bit, that may lead to the unemployment rate next year or even later starting to lift a little bit.
The jobless figures also shed some light on underemployment, where people aren't getting the hours they want. Labour insists it's a big problem in the economy, but generally, measures of underemployment and underutilisation have dropped to 13-year lows. RMIT University economist Leonora Reese says it suggests those who were reporting underemployment are getting more hours instead of new jobs.
So that's telling us that what's changing in the labour market at the moment is hours. And if underemployment is improving, that's telling us that it's not so much that people are getting a new job or stepping out of the workforce, but now hours are starting to pick up again and matching the hours that people are hoping for.
But underemployment for young people, particularly young women, is disproportionately high. Leonora Reese says that's a concern.
That's still high, and that's a concern because this tells us this is people who not only do they want more hours, but given that costs of living are rising at the moment, this is probably people who need more hours. So even though the overall labour market looks strong, it looks rosy, this is an age group that we should be concerned about.
Jobs are growing at a faster pace than normal, with an annual 2.6% employment growth rate to March compared to the long-term average of 1.8%. As the economy reaches what economists call maximum employment, all eyes are now on wages. Leonora Reese says the latest employment figures suggest people are just working more hours instead of being paid more.
At the moment, the signs from the labour market is that it's not wages that are moving, but it's more that it's hours worked that are moving, that it's people picking up more hours. They're probably receiving the same wage rate. So I think that will be the next data release that economists will be focusing their attention on.
RMIT University economist Leonora Reese speaking with PM's John Daly.